The Southern Poverty Law Center today filed a lawsuit accusing a New Jersey organization of consumer fraud for offering so-called conversion therapy services, promising to convert people from gay to straight. The lawsuit was filed in New Jersey Superior Court against an organization called Jews Offering New Alternatives for Healing, or JONA, its founder, Arthur Goldberg, and counselor Alan Downing, on behalf of four former clients and two of their parents. Sam Wolf, a civil rights attorney with the Southern Poverty Law Center's LGBT Rights Project, says the filing of this lawsuit is an important step in the struggle to end a dangerous and discredited practice.
This is the first time ever that survivors of conversion therapy have brought a lawsuit to hold conversion therapists accountable for their false promises, their fraud, their misrepresentations. First of all, that being gay is a kind of mental disorder, that there's something wrong with gay people, and second of all, that somehow they have the answers to essentially turn their clients from gay to straight. Their methodology is very crazy, but for someone that is very vulnerable and seeking somehow to buy into these types of false promises, our clients and others have put their trust in these people, and now we're here to hold them accountable through this lawsuit under New Jersey's Consumer Fraud Act, which the New Jersey Supreme Court has called one of the strongest consumer protection laws in the country.
How strong is the evidence that conversion therapy doesn't work?
Every national mental health organization has come out criticizing conversion therapy and have also pointed to its potential harms. And it was just a few years ago that the American Psychological Association studied all of the literature with respect to conversion therapy, concluding that there was no scientific evidence at all that it worked, and in fact that it can cause significant harms to individuals. And so really there is no scientific basis to say that conversion therapy works. And in fact, our clients and others have related really serious harms, including depression, anxiety, suicide ideation that's been associated with their conversion therapy experiences.
What were the techniques that the counselors at JONA employed in the name of converting gay men and women to straight people?
They had all sorts of different techniques. Probably the most shocking was the nudity that was involved in some of these sessions. In particular, our client Haim Levin recounts his final session with Alan Downing at JONA, in which Alan, the counselor that's at least two times older than Haim, instructed Haim to take off an article of clothing under the pretext of saying that this somehow represents something about Haim that he felt bad about, that he was ashamed of. And he prompted him to continue over the course of maybe a half hour taking off articles of clothing and processing that until eventually, despite Haim's protests of saying that he was uncomfortable with this, Downing prompting and saying, well, this is the work that you have to do. And eventually Haim was completely naked, standing in front of a mirror with a locked door, with Downing just a few feet away. And Downing then told Levin to grab his penis and in that way affirm his masculinity. And as you can imagine, Haim was very troubled and disturbed by this and felt that it was really a re-traumatization of Haim, who as a child had experienced sex abuse. And in this way felt that the counselor who he trusted to help him had really put him in a situation where he was being abused all over again.
Did Downing or any of the other counselors at JONA claim to have had certified training or any credentials that were professionally recognized to back up their theories on how to treat people who wanted to no longer be gay?
No, they advertise no professional credentials. Downing styles himself a life coach, and this seems to be some sort of self-appointed title amongst the conversion therapists. One of our clients, in speaking with Downing or another conversion therapist, had questioned them about their credentials, and the answer was that they purposefully avoid claiming any sort of licensure or professional boards, and instead they have these kind of false credentials of life coaches as a way of avoiding any requirement to adhere to licensure boards or professional standards of the different professional mental health organizations. So that's one of the reasons we're bringing this lawsuit, is to really send a message to conversion therapists around the country that just because you're not licensed, don't have professional degrees, or you're not part of the American Psychological Association or Psychiatric Association with specific ethical guidelines, can still be held accountable for harming and damaging clients' lives and dangerously and recklessly toying with their emotions in a way that really harms and hurts people.
Conversion therapy has been debunked many times over. How common is it for people who hang out a shingle and claim to be able to convert people to straight?
Unfortunately, it's still too common. If you go to our website, www.splcenter.org, and look at our conversion therapy materials, we have a map that includes numerous conversion therapists that we've identified across the country. And so this continues to take place. And we do know also that they continue, especially to target individuals from insular religious communities. Three of our plaintiffs are from Orthodox Jewish backgrounds. One of the plaintiffs is from a Mormon background. And these are individuals who are vulnerable and from coming from these types of religious communities that sometimes are not accepting of LGBT people. They feel a certain desperation, and conversion therapists such as the defendants in this lawsuit, they really prey on that sense of vulnerability of young individuals. So it's so important for us as a community and also through this lawsuit to really seek to protect young people from this type of abuse.
And if you're successful in this lawsuit, will this have implications for future lawsuits in other states where there may be people claiming to give conversion therapy?
Absolutely. This lawsuit is part of a broader campaign by the Southern Poverty Law Center to help end conversion therapy. And so we've done some other things, including submitting complaints against licensed conversion therapists to the professional organizations or licensing boards. And I think there's more room for that. And now that we're getting the very first lawsuit of this kind underway, we'd like to see additional lawsuits like this brought on behalf of victims of conversion therapy against the perpetrators of this type of consumer fraud.
Sam Wolf is a civil rights attorney with the LGBT Rights Project of the Southern Poverty Law Center.